You know, put Grossman's daughter on the witness stand. We'll see who cracks first. Judge Atkinson won't buy his line of reasoning. I know he won't. I know his mind.
I know. Grossman's dreaming if he thinks he can put one past Atkinson.
Exactly.
I mean, so listen, why don't we...
Yeah.
Maureen Fraser.
Maureen.
Yes, who's this?
You used to go to Queen Elizabeth's school up in Lake Vernon?
Yes, I did.
You lived in that brown and gold house up at the end of Pine Street?
Who is this? Listen, I don't have a lot of time right now. I'm in a meeting.
Right. I forgot you're a lawyer now.
Yes, I am. What do you want?
Oh, yeah. You were always so smart, eh, Maureen? Yeah, you realize how many freaking M. Frasers there are in the phone book?
Look, who the hell is this? You know, I'm a very busy woman.
You don't recognize my voice?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
I bet you remember my name, though, eh? Sharon Scott. You remember what you did? You still there, Maureen? How do you sleep, Maureen?
Listen. Whoever this is, don't ever phone me again, all right?
Who's that?
I have no idea.
Don't you just hate it when the past, like some cold hand reaching up from a long-forgotten grave, seizes you and refuses to let go? Why won't it stay where it was laid, buried deep in memory, covered in the cold clay of years gone by? And why now? Maureen has never been busier. She's at the top of her game as a legal eagle, a smart attorney with ambition and killer instinct. The last thing she needs is some crazy from the backwoods town she fled, tracking her down and making life hell. Maybe Sharon is crazy. Mind you, there's nothing like 20 years of insomnia to make you a little cranky. That, and a child's whisper as cold as a tiny headstone, lost in the woods, deep in the dark of a moonless night. Someone Just For Me is written by Michael O'Brien. This play was written and produced for an adult audience. Your caution and discretion is advised.
Pick up from there. Tomorrow at 11 o'clock?
Yeah, that sounds good. Thanks for your help.
No problem. You know what I'll do? I'll call Grossman's daughter myself and bring her up to speak.
Oh, good. Yeah, good idea.
You know, I'm taking a cab up to Young and St. Clair. You want to share?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
All right. Let's see if we can find one. Taxi?
You didn't answer my question.
My God.
Why'd you hang up on me, Maureen?
Get away from me.
You and I have something that we need to talk about.
I don't think we have anything
right
to talk
about. Right now.
Excuse me.
Taxi? How do you sleep, Maureen?
Do you know this person?
Just keep walking, Gordon. Find a taxi.
Okay. Taxi?
You look away from me. You listen to me, Maureen.
Oh, thank God you got one. For God's sake.
Why?
Don't worry.
Just drive, okay?
Oh, sorry, Mrs.
For Christ's sakes, will you just go?
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You know her?
Yeah, it's an old schoolmate. It's been one of those days. Sad, actually. Schizophrenic, I think.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to get a restraining order.
Hello.
Honey, Richard?
Maureen? Hi, honey.
What's that outside?
Well, I'm just getting up. What time is it over there?
I don't know. How's... England?
England is... England is fine. Yes, very rainy. Thank you. You sound a bit stressed out. Is something wrong?
I don't know.
Come on. Something is wrong.
What's...
Someone I used to know has contacted me, that's all.
Right. Oh. Old boyfriend. Great. Good
no.
For you. Thanks for calling.
No, Richard, nothing like that. No, listen. If someone that you hurt as a child came looking for you, what would you do?
What do you mean?
I mean, everyone did bad stuff when they were kids, didn't you?
Yes, I suppose I did.
For Christ's sakes, I was 12 years old. If she can't get over that, it's her problem.
What did you do to her?
Nothing. Ordinary stuff. Kid stuff. It was nothing at all. You should have seen her. It's not my fault. You can't make someone crazy. God.
What? Honey?
Someone's out there. Kids playing.
All right, look. Why don't you tell me the whole story when I get back next week?
Shut up.
Pardon?
I'm sorry. There are these kids outside. You know, they should be in bed.
You're right. They should. And now, I have a suggestion for you. Finish that glass of wine I hear you drinking, take an aspirin, and you go to bed.
I love you.
I love you too. Now, go on. It's late. Come on, get some sleep, all right?
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Come back soon. It's just kids. Shut up out there. Who's there? Maureen Fraser.
Hi, it's Danielle.
Yes, Danielle.
Sorry to bother you, but something just came...
What? Who?
No, I said something came for you. It's a package. It looks like a videotape. There's no name on it. It just says the Clark Institute. Do you want me to bring it in to you?
Or... No.
Oh.
Meet me in the conference room in 5 minutes. There's a monitor set up in there, isn't there?
Yeah, I think so. I'll just check.
Okay. Thanks, Danielle. That'll be all. You can shut the door behind you. Clark Institute. Figures.
Patient is Sharon Scott. Female, 31 years old. Paranoid post-traumatic stress disorder, tape 7. Patient is asleep. Patient complains of a strangling sensation, night terrors. Patient is unable to sleep for more than 30 minutes at a time. Observing sleep patterns under prescribed medication are Dr. M. Ramsey, Dr. H. Bergman, and myself, Dr. J. Singh.
How to knock?
Is everything okay?
Yes, everything's fine.
That was the videotape.
Yes.
I thought it was you. Anyway, our meeting's been postponed until later tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Hello?
Hello. This is Dr. Singh?
Yes, speaking.
This is Maureen Fraser. I'm a lawyer at Nicholson & Barrera.
Uh-huh.
A package was sent to me this morning from your office. Could you please explain to me why you sent it?
A package?
Yes. A videotape?
No, I never sent anything to you. Wait a minute. What did you say your name was?
Maureen Fraser.
Are you acquainted with Miss Sharon Scott, one of my patients? Could you actually look at the tape? Is there a number on the side?
Yes, there is. 187253.
Okay. So she stole it and sent it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Maureen Fraser.
Yeah.
Your name keeps coming up. How well do you know my patient?
Not very well at all. We grew up on the same street in Lake Vernon, Ontario. Beyond that, I don't know anything
about... Well, she speaks a great deal about you. Miss Fraser, I've been treating Miss Scott for 2 years with medication and cognitive therapy. Time and again, we keep coming back to your name. This is all confidential, you understand, Miss Fraser, but I think you might be a great deal of help to me and to her. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I think you and her are deeply connected somewhere in her mind. Do you think you could attend one of our sessions? We meet at 11 o'clock this Saturday.
I mean,
you don't have to if you don't want to. But I think it would be a great help.
Right, yeah, okay, fine.
Great. I'm really glad you called.
Mm-hmm.
Maureen Fraser, Dr. Ramsey.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Why don't you take a seat?
Thank you for coming out, especially on such a rainy day.
Well, at least it isn't snowing.
No, but I prefer snow to rain at this time of the year. Anyway, thanks for coming. Should we begin?
Maureen? You know Sharon?
Hello, Sharon. Hello. It's nice to see you again. I'm sorry I was rude to you the other day. This isn't easy for me. I don't remember everything. It was a long time ago.
No. No, it wasn't.
Sharon? Without becoming angry, can you tell Ms. Fraser what you remember?
Okay. I was 10. You were 12 and you used to have that gang. There was you, Debbie Fitzpatrick, Christine Stewart, 5 or 6 others. You thought you were so cool. You all thought you were so cool. You hated me. All of you did. I don't know why. I was never the prettiest or the smartest or anything. I know that. And you stayed away from me mostly, except when you wanted to do something mean.
That's very good, Sharon.
You don't remember that night? What you and those other girls did? It's 9 o'clock. After dinner, you knocked on my door. I know you remember. I know you do.
We've decided you can be in our gang. We're going to our hideout to smoke some dope. Wanna come?
Okay.
There's something really cool in those woods you've gotta see.
I'll go get my shoes.
Hurry up, and don't tell your mom, Sharon.
Over here. This is our hideout.
Over here. Look, Sharon. Come on.
What is it?
In the grass. 5 of them. Gravestones.
Oh. Whoa.
People must have died here. 100 years ago. No one knows about them.
5 little stones, Sharon. Who are they? No one knows.
Go on. Read them.
I can't read the names.
Go on. Look closer.
I can't read them. They're almost worn off.
Well, whoever they were, they want you. They told us to bring you here. They speak to us. We're devil worshippers. Those people are in hell, and they want you, Sharon.
No, leave me alone. I'm
tired of that tree. If you fight, I'll take the stick and flog you.
Ah! You're hurting me!
Shut up, Sharon. Those people were evil. Evil! The whole family!
Help! Someone!
You belong to them now. They want you all to themselves.
Help! Please, stop!
Draw the sign of the devil on her face. Ah! Stick this dead bird in the front of her shirt.
Ah!
Eat it, Sharon.
No!
Shut her up! Put this fucking tape over her mouth! No one has pity on you. Everyone hates you. No one wants you but them. I call upon all evil spirits to take this girl. You're staying here tonight, Sharon. Now, invoke the spirits. Let them come.
Well, what can I say? That was a long time ago, Sharon. I'm sorry. I'm not that person anymore.
You don't get it. I stayed there tied to that tree for 17 hours. Until you untied me the next day.
I am sorry.
Those laces were tied really tight, Maureen. They cut my hands. I've been wanting to tell you this for a long time. Because you're the one who caused all of this. I never had a relationship. I've never had a job. I've lived that night every night of my life ever since. And you did that to me. You did that to me, Maureen.
Listen, I said I was sorry. Yes, I remember. I'm glad we've met to discuss this, but...
Wait. Just wait. Just listen to me. There's more. That night in those woods. Oh, God, I cried and I cried. It was so dark. I prayed that someone would find me. Someone would save me. Nobody saved me. No one took pity on me. But someone came. Someone came. At first it was just a shadow over by the grave. Remember, the littlest one? For a moment I thought it was a raccoon, but it wasn't. It stood up. I could see the shape of it. It was a boy. A little boy. I don't know. I think he was maybe 3 years old. And all around him was this cloud. I can't describe it. It's a black cloud of pure evil. And he moved into the moonlight. I could see his eyes black, sparkling, dead, like two gold marbles. And he laughed at me. Oh, God, it's a horrible, horrible laugh. And he came up to me and, you know, even though that he was small, somehow his hands could reach up to my throat. And this horrible smell of death closed in on me, and he began choking me. And at one point, I heard him whisper,
"Someone just for me."
Sharon, you've never spoken of this before.
The next day you let me go. He untied me and I ran straight home. I thought I was free of him. I thought he was gone at last. But that night, I was lying in my bed. And guess what? There he was. I could feel him, his weight on my legs. He was there sitting on me, laughing. And he was there the next night. And the next night. Laughing at me, strangling me. And And that's how it's been every single night. Every night for 21 years.
All right, Sharon. Now I want you to stop. I want you to look Miss Fraser in the face. Don't say anything. Just think the word forgive.
I don't forgive you.
Sharon?
I do not forgive you. It is not fucking good enough for me to say that you are sorry, okay? I need you. Listen to me. I need you to free me. Please free me from him.
Sharon, breathe.
Look, I'm not crazy, Maureen. Look, put that tape on if you don't believe me. Just play the tape. Play the tape. Just go home and listen to it. Please, Maureen, please. Only you can save me from him. Please, Maureen. Maureen, please listen to me. Nothing on this tape. I played it already.
It was a joke, Sharon. A goddamn joke. I can't help it if you're so... Get out of here.
I'll be right there.
Oh, baby. Hi. Oh, cold.
Yeah. A lot of snow here.
Are you all right?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I mean, the drive is a bit hellish, but I'm fine.
Well, they've been calling. Like, there are 26 messages from your office. They've been saying, get her a call as soon as she gets in. Honey, they said you just... left work? No.
Shh. They're overreacting. I just wanted to come and see you and Dad. Right?
Oh.
Yeah, I just wanted to start my Christmas break a little bit early this year. Listen, okay. I am going to take a nap before dinner, if that's all right.
Well, sure it's all right. You know where your room is.
Mm-hmm. When's Dad going to be home?
Soon, I think.
Yeah. Okay. I love you, Mom.
I love you, too, hon.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. You have a good rest.
Thanks.
I'll call you at 6. We're eating at 6.
Okay. Tastes good, Mom.
Mm. Thanks.
Dad, you know that area on the north end of town?
Yeah, the woods where you used to play.
Is it still woods, all that area?
I think so. I don't go there very often. There's been talk about clearing it, you know, building a mall.
Oh, that place. Mm-hmm.
I bet you got a lot of memories there.
Yeah, I guess I do.
That gang of girls you used to hang around with, whatever became of them?
I don't know. We went our separate ways.
What a bunch. Oh, you're one by one, they're nice. But when you got together, woo-hoo, look out.
Yeah, I guess we were pretty bad.
Oh, you weren't that bad.
Dad, did you ever hear about the gravestones in those woods?
Gravestones? I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, that was the first area it was settled around here.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know much about it. Look it up in the library.
It's getting colder. Yeah, I think we're going to get more snow. That's what it says on the TV anyways.
Oh, do you have to have the heat turned up so high? I'm burning up. I need to take a walk.
A walk? Maureen, it's 30 below.
No, it isn't.
You've had a bit to drink, honey.
I can take care of myself. Thanks anyway, Dad. I'm a big girl.
Well, put on one of your dad's parkas at least.
Mom! Leave me alone, all right? Her. I think she became a pediatrician. She's the one who whipped you. Put tape on your mouth. She was as bad as me.
Little retard.
And Debbie. She teaches high school now. She was as bad as me. And that chanting stuff, that was her idea, for Christ's sake. She used to carry a knife.
Let's kill her. Let's cut her throat right now.
You could have called Jennifer or Linda or Denise or Joanne. You could have called and blamed any of those girls. Why,
yeah,
Sharon?
Spray paint. I'm going to write something.
Why did you call me?
Marie, don't. I've got an idea. Get some rope and some duct tape. I'm going to get Sharon Scott.
Sharon Scott.
Yes.
Such a good idea.
Bring her out here. We'll tie her to this tree all night.
It was mostly me. I was the leader, that's why. You know the worst part, Sharon? I told you I was sorry, but I wasn't. Then, or now. I enjoyed hurting you. I enjoyed watching you cry. Part of me even thought it was funny when you sat there telling... What do you want from me? There's the woods. I'm going out there. I have to do something. I'm facing this. See, Sharon? Look, I'm not afraid of this. I'm here after all these years. All right, where are those stones? I'm not afraid of them, either. They are only stones. Stones for dead people. Dead people are just... dead. There you are. All five of you. What the hell were your names, anyway? Benjamin. Jacob, I think. Bible names. Esther. Oh, that is a terrible name. Susanna? Can't quite read that one. There. There it is, the little one. Nathaniel. Hi, Nathaniel. How did you die? Babies died a lot back then. Was that you, Nathaniel, speaking on that tape? Go on. Say something. Try it. You can't, Nathaniel, and you know why? Because you are fucking dead. Because, Nathaniel, you are... All right, Sharon. I'll do it. I'm gonna do this. Stop following her. Stop it. Stop it right now. She's afraid of you, but I'm not, so stop it. Give me a stick. Give me a stick. Stop it. Do you hear? I'm not afraid of you. Leave her alone. You are bad. Bad. Bad.
No, I don't know where she is. Well, she went out a few hours ago. Just hang on a sec. Is that you, Maureen?
Yeah.
Someone's on the phone.
Who?
I don't know who it is. Yeah, she's here right now. She just walked in the door. Yep. Yep, okay.
Give me that. Hello?
Thank you.
How did you get this number?
Look, I know what you did. I could feel it. God, all of a sudden he's gone. He's gone.
Listen. Never, ever call me again.
What was that all about?
It's okay. I'm going to bed. Good night.
But... gravestone with a stick in the woods. Oh, that must have been quite a picture. Ridiculous.
Someone Just For Me, written by Michael O'Brien. Julie Stewart was Maureen, and Christina Nickel was Sharon. With Jeremy Harris as Gordon, Anand Rajaram as Dr. Singh, Jonathan Higgins as Dr. Ramsey and Richard, Lynn Darragon as Mom, and Robert Naismith as Dad. Dara Perlmutter was young Maureen, Alex Lai as young Sharon, Imogen Howarth as young Debbie, and Katie Lai as young Christine. The recording engineer was Greg DeClute, with sound by Matt Wilcott. Casting was by Linda Grierson, and the associate producer was Colleen Woods. Original music was by Michael White. Someone Just For Me was produced and directed by the creator of Deep Night, Gregory J. Sinclair. Night,
deep in the arms of...
You're listening to CBC Radio 1, 91.5 in Ottawa.